الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، what's the season we're in? This is the second part of December 2022. 2 days ago, I received this card from the local Baptist church. Merry Christmas. And here they have the foundation on which Christmas is built. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, Bethlehem, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:11. They invite me to join them in the celebrations. This is Jalal Abu Rub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me and my family to produce close to 60 books, all in English, all produced in the West, all about Islam. Today, we need to talk about Christmas. This is very important. The church here knows exactly what Christmas is about. The whole world knows what Christmas is about. When I was growing up in Kuwait, they used to show those films during this time about Jesus, Mary, and all that Christian traditional propaganda. They used to force us to watch these things. The occasion is عيد ميلاد المسيح. عيد celebration. ميلاد birth. المسيح Christ. Christmas. So it's very important for us, those who live in the West, to understand how to conduct ourselves during these occasions. Now, we had Easter, we had Thanksgiving, we had Halloween, Christmas is coming in a few days, but Christmas started a long time ago. It's a continuous celebration. Christmas in July, Christmas in October, Christmas in December, Christmas in Christmas, Christmas after Christmas, then the next year. The signs of Christmas are universal. There are millions and millions of Christians who live among Muslims. They celebrate. Here in America, you can't miss the signs of Christmas. The stores, that person outside the store, now they have women wearing a beard and that pink suit, ho, 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 and a bell. Inside the store, entire segments about the gifts and the wrapping and of everything Christmassy in the stores. Merry Christmas on the way out. The homes are decorated with lights, trees inside, and maybe if they're Catholic, Orthodox, they have those idols outside depicting Jesus and his mother and baby Jesus or whatever. The gift anticipation, Santa Claus. I mean, what can I say? Only someone who is blind in the heart would think that this is not a religious occasion. This is the religious occasion of the entire year for the Christian world. This is it. Of course, they have another date for the birth of Jesus, maybe January, maybe later. What can we say? But this is it. And then you will have the churches filled with people, and the Pope, that Mass he does at midnight, Bethlehem, filled with Christians celebrating, the Philippines, and these are areas that are traditionally Christian, especially the Philippines, since they were forced to become Christian a few centuries ago. Anyway, how can anyone miss this? They wait for this occasion so they can go and meet with family during Christmas. Family, friends, they congregate in their homes, and if there is a home that doesn't have the tree and the adornments in the tree and the gifts beneath the tree, it will be a very rare occasion. It is about Christ, Christmas. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge in the religion and righteousness in creed, statement, and actions. Here is an article I'm going to read. The title is Ho 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 to the Elf Wannabe by a member of the Islam Life Team. First, I'm going to read two hadith statements from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I will read a segment from a video that Yasser Qadi produced 2 years ago, answering questions about celebrations and other things, including Christmas. I will read a segment from that video. Inshallah, the segment from the video will be also added to our video here. Then I will read the article. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم أخرجه أبو داود وأحمد وصحح إسناده العراقي في تخريج الإحياء وحسنه الحافظ في الفتح والسيوطي في الجامع الصغير وقال الألباني في صحيح أبي داود حسن صحيح عبد الله son of Umar, may Allah be pleased with Abdullah and his father Umar, said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من whoever تشبه imitates بقوم a people فهو is منهم one of them. Whoever imitates a people is one of them. Collected by Imam Abu Dawood and Ahmed and others. Imam Al-Iraqi, among other scholars, credited as Sahih, the highest grade of authentic ahadith below the Mutawatir. In his book Takhrij Al-Ihya, Imam Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani graded it as Hasan, Sahih, Hasan, in Fath al-Bari, also Imam al-Suyuti in Al-Jami' al-Saghir. My Sheikh Imam al-Albani graded it as Hasan Sahih, Sahih, Hasan Sahih, Hasan, in his book Sahih Abi Dawood. All these grades are authentic, established, Other scholars said that this hadith is established. I didn't mention most of them because we don't have the time. And these scholars are sufficient that we mentioned. Brothers and sisters, you have to excuse me. I'm having trouble speaking because I have sores in my mouth. But defending the religion gives me strength. I feel the might of La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." Whoever imitates a people is one of them. He did not make a distinction between what's religious, cultural, traditional, nationalistic. I'll give you an example collected by Imam Muslim. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Asi رضي الله عنهما قال رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علي ثوبين معصفرين فقال إن هذه من ثياب الكفار فلا تلبسها. So whoever imitates a people is one of them is about everything that has to do with them, cultural, traditional, a tradition. Here the hadith is proof. Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with Abdullah and his father Amr, said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me wearing two thobes, garments. Mu'asfaraini, dyed red. The color is red. Faqala, inna hadhihi min thiyab al-kuffari fala talbasha. He said, these are among the clothes of the disbelievers, do not wear them. من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم applies to clothes. There are authentic ahadith about how you should comb your hair in contradiction to the disbelievers. Even combing the hair. Combing the hair is not a religious issue. Let's read what Yasser Qadi said in his video.
A family gathering together on the day of Christmas or the night of Christmas Eve, and they come together, is more of a family event. Generally speaking, there's zero religion. And if there is, it'll be one or two phrases at the beginning in the very religious families, and then they'll move on from that. So the claim that attending a family gathering on the night of Christmas is the same as worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a claim that can only come from somebody who is not aware of the realities of the cultures that we are living in. And of course, this is the case here.
A family gathering together on the day of Christmas or the night of Christmas Eve, and they come together, is more of a family event. Generally speaking, there is zero religion. And if there is, it will be one or two phrases at the beginning in the very religious families, and then they move on from that. So the claim that attending a family gathering on the night of Christmas is the same as worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a claim that can only come from somebody who is not aware of the realities of the cultures that we are living in. The Sheikh he's responding to, refuting, actually lived in the West, speaks fluent English, so he knows the realities of the cultures we live in, and has a lot more knowledge than Yasser Qadi. Zero religion. Yasser Qadi continues about a sister, a Western sister, who asked him about this. She said, she asked, you know, the other sheikh, he said, don't attend because these occasions are full of shirk, kufr, fusuq, and asyan. And she was like shopping for a fatwa that fits her desire. She wanted to go, and she wanted a fatwa. Yasir Qadi gave it to her. He continues, and she actually mentions in her email that, in fact, my family don't even believe in Christianity. Don't, he said, don't even believe in Christianity. And I say, even if they did believe in Christianity, it doesn't matter. You are not celebrating Christmas.
Actually mentions in her email that, in fact, my family don't even believe in Christianity. And I say, even if they did believe in Christianity, it doesn't matter. You are not celebrating Christmas when you go to a family event in your mother and father's house, and they're having a family get-together, the uncles and aunts are coming, you are the only Muslim of your extended family. With my utmost respect to those scholars who say otherwise, if you're going to tell this only Muslim lady the one time she can meet her family, don't go, then you have no clue what da'wah is in the Western world.
When you go to a family event in your mother and father's house, and they're having a family get-together, the uncles, the aunts, and the aunts are coming, and you're the only Muslim of your extended family, with my utmost respect to those scholars who say otherwise, if you're going to tell this only Muslim lady the only time she can meet her family, don't go, then you have no clue what da'wah is in the Western world. La ilaha illallah. The first time I gave khutbah, I was still in Europe. It was in 1979. I'm still doing da'wah until now, mainly in the West. The first time I gave khutbah, Yasir Qadi was 4 years old. This article is written by someone who is a Westerner. The article. Before Allah guided me to Islam, I was a practicing Catholic. By Allah's grace and mercy, I was chosen to be His slave and servant in Islam. Alhamdulillah, all thanks to Allah. However, as a non-Muslim, I did not simply profess Catholicism as my faith. Rather, I was an active participant. Every so-called high holiday, every Sunday and every Ash Wednesday, and any other day that was created by the priests as a religious day, was a day I was at church. My children attended Catholic school. All the days, months, and years I wasted before I was guided to Islam were not a total loss, though. My adherence to misguidance gave me a deep understanding of misguidance. I was well versed in the ritual, practices, and shirk that it entailed. Not only the shirk, but the paganism that, after becoming a Muslim, I came to realize that is the basis of Christianity as a whole. For example, it was without question as a non-Muslim that I followed the whole entire Christmas ritual, rituals based in paganism. It was common practice for my family and other Christians to gather with friends and family on Christmas Eve and day, since the entire nation was celebrating. Everyone who claimed to be Christian, pagan, or even atheist gathered on Christmas Day. In addition, the common theme of the celebration is rejoicing in the birth of the Christian so-called Savior, Jesus. How this celebrating is done is fairly universal as well. Gathering, drinking alcohol, eating special foods on that day, including pork, eating special foods on that day, admiring the Christmas tree, gift giving, gift receiving, and so on. In short, to simply be with people, family or not, on this auspicious Christian day. No one would ever think not to be with others that are important to them this day. Who could or would deny, as a resident of a Christian nation, that Jesus was not born on this day? Who could argue that Jesus was not born on this day, or that it held significance? Muslims, especially those who wrongly celebrate this day, should think about this question. How many people, especially Christians and those who promote interfaith, multi-faith, including deviant Muslims and fake scholars? How many people, especially Christians and those who promote interfaith, multi-faith, including deviant Muslims, know how steeped the so-called Christian holiday is in paganism? The paganism that this entire holiday is based on goes as far back as the nature-worshipping Druids and includes Roman and pagan Norse traditions as well. Historian Kenneth C. Davis explains that many people are unaware that, quote, the early Christian church tried very hard to ban pagan customs and encourage its converts to follow Christ, but the people were not to be convinced. Winter was a dark and depressing time, and they were keen to keep their winter solstice festivities. Eventually, the church realized that they couldn't ban all festivities, so they provided their followers with an alternative option, a festival which honored the birth of Jesus Christ that eventually gave us the pagan originating Christmas traditions that we celebrate today, end quote. He continues saying, quote, Christmas is really about bringing out your inner pagan, end quote. Bringing out your inner pagan is not what Muslims who declare Islam as their religion would or should do, since the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to obliterate paganism in all its forms. How did this pagan holiday come to be Christian? Simply, when the early Christians began to celebrate the birth of Jesus, they risked being persecuted for their new religion. So to avoid detection, they would place holly wreaths in their houses. Holly, quote, in Roman mythology, was the sacred plant of the god Saturn. And to honor him at the Saturnalia festival, the Romans gave each other gifts of holly wreaths, but early Christians used it as a ruse to keep from being recognized as Christians. As far as passersby were concerned, they were celebrating Saturnalia, an ancient Roman festival and holiday in honor of the god Saturn, held on December 17 of the Julian calendar, and later expanded with festivities through to 23rd December. The holiday was celebrated with a sacrifice at the Temple of Saturn in the Roman Forum and a public banquet followed by private gift giving, continual partying, and a carnival atmosphere, end quote. It does sound like Christmas, doesn't it? It does sound like Christmas, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds exactly like Christmas. Furthermore, it was also customary to to give gifts on Saturnalia Day for luck and as charity, like Christmas. After Christianity was well established, the celebration was extended to December 25th as to include the story of Jesus' birth. When investigating the symbols of the pagan origins of Christmas, the first two are the holly and mistletoe that Christians love to use as decoration in their homes. As mentioned above, holly was used in the pagan festival of Saturnalia Day, because it held religious significance to the Romans. Using holly as a Christian symbol of Christmas remained even as Christianity spread and represents joy and peace. Mistletoe has even older pagan origins, however. Going back further in time to the Druids who worshipped nature. Quote, Druids believed that mistletoe could protect against thunder and lightning. Priests would use a golden sickle to cut a piece of mistletoe from the oak tree, catching the branches before they reached the ground. The mistletoe would then be cut into small pieces and distributed amongst the people. Mistletoe was also recognized as a druidic symbol of joy and peace. If enemies met each other underneath the woodland mistletoe, they were obliged to put down their weapons and form a truce until the following day. This is where the custom of hanging sprig or ball of mistletoe from the ceiling and kissing under it originates from, end quote. In other words, it was an amulet, which is shirk. Not to be forgotten is, quote, the festival of Juvenalia, commemorated as a feast for the children of Rome and was marked on December 25th, the birthday of Mithra. Pay attention, please. December 25th, the birthday of Mithra, the god of the unconquerable sun. Mithraism was one of the major religions of the Roman Empire, which was derived from the ancient Persian god of light and wisdom. The cult of Mithraism was quite prominent in ancient Rome, especially among the military. Mithra was the god of war, battle, justice, faith, and contract. According to Mithraism, Mithra was called the son of God, was born of a virgin, had disciples, was crucified, rose from the dead on the third day, atoned for the sins of mankind, and returned to heaven. Mithra was the god of war, battle, justice, faith, and contract. According to Mithraism, Mithra was called the son of God, was born of a virgin, had disciples, was crucified, rose from the dead on the third day, atoned for the sins of mankind, and returned to heaven. Therefore, the critics maintain that Christianity borrowed its concepts from the Mithra cult, end quote. It is nearly impossible to argue that Christianity and the entire Christmas legend did not come from paganism, knowing that it is precisely like the Mithra cult or a Saturnalia festival. The Norse made contributions to pagan Christmas traditions as well. From them we have the concept of the Yule log, which is represented in various ways. This has been incorporated into Christmas, but was originally celebrated during the winter solstice. Quote, as fathers and sons would bring home logs to set on fire. These logs would sometimes burn for as many as 12 days, accompanied with many days of feasting. It was believed that each spark of the log meant a new calf or pig would be born in the new year. The feasts would include wine and beer that had been fermented over the winter. The, quote, Celtic mythology told the stories of the Oak King and Holly King, with the oak representing the time from the winter solstice to summer solstice, and the holly representing the time from the summer solstice to winter solstice. Today, Yule logs are often represented by a chocolate-covered Swiss roll cake sprinkled with icing sugar to represent the flour that was dusted onto the log before burning and decorated with small plastic sprigs of holly. End quote. Again, holly is used as an auspicious symbol. A fireplace with a fire burning logs in the metaphorical sense is often considered a Christmas symbol. This Yule log is also represented by the Christmas tree. The tree is kept until the new year has passed and symbolizes, quote, the essential meaning, one of life in terms of the person and work of Jesus Christ. It is decorated to represent the beauty of God's gracious gift. Fruits were long used as decorations and represented bountiful blessings that fulfilled men's basic needs. The star or angel atop the tree represents the miraculous nature of God's new tree of life, Jesus Christ and his cross. End quote. But after knowing the origins, it is clear that this symbol is far from Christianity. Additionally, the Christmas tree is a commonly held representation of the Yule log that brings greenery, representing spring and hope, representing spring and hope in the darkest days of winter, which is from its pagan origins. In short, the Christmas tree is a representation of life, life-giving, and celebration taken from Norse paganism. As for Santa Claus, he is the hybrid version of both Saint Nicholas and the pagan god Odin. Quote, Odin was the main Scandinavian Norse god, revered in fact as the all-father god. End quote. The Celtic Druid tradition of the horned elk stallion, Cernuas, a god that was responsible for, quote, fertility, abundance, and renewal, end quote, became the reindeers who magically bring Santa Claus flying through the air to deliver gifts. Santa's elves, plural for elf, Santa's elves, who supposedly help him make the toys for children in the North Pole, are relics from paganism as well, who were originally fairies that lived in the forest and had magical powers. All in all, this non-Christian Christmas was and still is a pagan holiday where people gather to celebrate whatever the false beliefs they follow. One thing that Muslims who participate, encourage, condone, and love Christmas are correct about, and that is atheists are increasing in number and are more and more vocal regarding this celebration. However, while atheists and their oxymoronic beliefs claim that Christmas is not a time of celebrating, they still participate in activities and gatherings and partying during those celebrations on those specific days. These lost people believe that to not believe is correct, but do not realize that in order to not believe in something, one first has to acknowledge that it exists in the first place. As one of the oxymoronic believers named Galef stated, quote, "I am very much in favor of celebrating the secular Christmas. I am very much in favor of celebrating the secular Christmas. It is a celebration of the spirit of giving. And I think religious divisiveness goes against that effort," end quote. Don't mind the dogs. They're next door. Walillah alhamd. When we consider the term this atheist uses, secular Christmas, it is not only an oxymoron, but also means that they are gathering because that very day is Christmas. Perhaps he had Christianity deconstructed for him, as one popular scholar, Yasir Qadi, as one popular scholar had claimed about Islam. Those who sympathize with the pagan Christian adherents, claiming that people are not gathering on Christmas Day because it is Christmas, thereby marking it as a special religious holiday, do not know in the least what they're talking about. It is circular thinking and circular speech. In other words, it leads to nowhere in either thinking or speech. Now that it is clear that Christmas and its celebrations are actually certainly and conclusively pagan, only Muslims who are deviant, weak, ignorant, or care little about their akhirah, the hereafter, would participate in these kinds of celebrations. It must be one of the three, because a Muslim firm in their beliefs, one who cares and protects their religion from any and or all deviancy, and cares about their hereafter, the akhirah, would never think to celebrate this pagan holiday or gather together on this day, and would be disgusted by the thought of doing so. If a Muslim wants to participate in this religious ritual after knowing that it is paganism, shirk, and against the very essence of Islam, then that's their choice. But they should know that by doing so, they will have to face the consequences with Allah, the Almighty. To condone it and encourage other Muslims to do so is just pure evil. Those claiming that it is okay, permissible, interfaith, and being kind to others can spoil their own hereafter if they choose to do so. But why would you want to ruin it for others unless their goal is to corrupt as they can? It is obvious to anyone who was guided to Islam from the Christian faith that this so-called holiday, a word which comes from holy day, is a day of celebration of Christ Mass, the erroneous, fake birth of Jesus, and is in actuality a pagan holiday. With all this said, you can imagine my anger as a follower of the As-Salaf al-Salih to hear a popular, what can I say, ignorant Muslim say to other Muslims who are listening to his lectures that it is permissible to go to gathering for Christmas. I cannot imagine, unless he is a wicked man, why he would tell Muslims that it is permissible to go to these religious gatherings, and these are definitely religious gatherings, whether he thinks or admits they are or not. He was never a Christian, therefore he has no idea or any right to speak about this subject, since he has no idea what this celebration is about or what it means to gather with family and or friends on this day. Just as the disbelievers gather for the birthday of any person, celebrating birthdays is also a bid'ah, it's haram, it's not Islamic, it's not from Islam. Just as the disbelievers, or even some deviant Muslims, gather for the birthday of any person, which we also do not do in Islam, because it's a bid'ah, innovation in the religion, they are also gathering because of their belief that Jesus was born on Christmas Day. Eid Milad al-Masih. My advice, leave explaining such things to those who have true knowledge of them, which certainly does not include you. End of the article. Now, I want to give a few advice. La ilaha illallah. There are millions of Muslims who used to be Christian before they became Muslim. You left all this behind you for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah. Why would you risk going backwards and attend these celebrations? You see, Dr. Yasser Qadi was not a Christian before. I don't know what he's talking about, because even if you go to gather with friends and family, let's suppose every one of them is not Christian. What's the day that is celebrated by Christians in the entire world, 25th of December or January 7th? It is a religious holiday. Yeah, misters. Yeah, mister. Yeah, Sir Qadi. It's a religious holiday with culture and tradition, clothes, ho, 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 trees, adornments. So if you go into a certain house gathering on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, is it possible they're not going to have anything whatsoever in their home from the Christmas, like for their children, other children telling them about the gifts, about Santa, you know, all that stuff? They don't have anything there. It's pagan tradition. The tree, pagan tradition. Christmas, pagan tradition. The day, pagan tradition. Celebrating it is pagan tradition. Even if there is nothing that has to do with Christmas in a house that belongs to somebody who is supposedly Christian, but maybe they don't believe in their Christianity. Gathering on that day is a celebration. What's the day? 25th of December. What is it? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. By the way, don't listen to Yasser Qadi. Imam Ibn Majah never said that if somebody tells you Merry Christmas, be happy during the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that Ibn Majah said, bless you. La ilaha illallah. So the whole celebration, the whole thing is a celebration. We mentioned the hadith in the beginning that whoever imitates a people is one of them. Didn't mention religious as compared to cultural, traditional, or nationalistic. New Year's Eve is coming. It's a cultural celebration. Do not attend it. Please. Clothes, how to comb the hair, and other stuff that was mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah in general statements and in specific statements, stuff that is good for your heart. Good stuff. I'm using today's slang language. Good stuff for your heart, for your tongue, for your eyes. I mean, are you serious? You want a Muslim woman who ignores, it seems, her family 364 days in the year and one-fourth of a day. But one day, she goes to meet her family, aunts and uncles. They're meeting, she's wearing hijab. They drink, they eat pork, they dance. Even if they don't say anything, just one or two phrases, praise be to Jesus, Lord and Savior. This is shirk. This is shirk, ya no habibi. It's shirk. So that woman is fishing for a favorable fatwa. You got it from Yasir Qadi. Who's Yasir Qadi? I'm going to mention here after I say this. You became Muslim. You parted with your culture, tradition. Many of your family who rejected your Islam, you came to Allah. You want to risk going back to the gathering on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve about the birth of Jesus for Christians? Aren't you afraid that your devil, after consulting with the devil of Yasir Qadi, would say to you, you left all this, these memories, all these occasions, your family, the gatherings, these celebrations, you left all this for Islam? Come back. Come back. La ilaha illallah. Yasir Qadi has no clue what he's talking about. This man has shown himself to be someone who doesn't believe in the religion. Really, I'm saying it here. How did you say that, Jalal? Let me end with this. These are some of the words Yasir Qadi has put in public. Yasir Qadi has shown himself to be, at a minimum, a deviant. Listen to his words. The shubuhat, he means doubt about Islam, I was exposed to at Yale, some of them I still don't have answers for. Doubts about Islam. About the Quran's preservation, it's very clear that the standard narrative on the subject has holes in it. The Quran. Problem, he says. How can we then understand the Quran as being Kalamullah, the speech of Allah, when clearly there are human aspects to it? To the Quran. Human aspects to the Quran. In هذا إلا قول البشر. The Kuffar of Quraysh said about the Quran, this is the statement of human beings. Invoking the saints, meaning dead people, is an evil innovation, a bid'ah. It is not shirk. Bid'ah is the foundation of all shirk. When asked about supporting same-sex marriage, he says, politically, yes, but yeah, but morally, I don't. About the Quran and Sunnah, there are problematic texts in the Quran and Sunnah. Bizarre laws. Is this a man you take your religion from? Wake up, Muslims. Lighten up. The number of views means absolutely nothing. Nothing. What one says means everything, so that you know where you take your religion from. What can I say? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the righteous. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.